the second course. It must be consumed again. This time, it will be done b'haseibah. The fact that you repeat the Haggadah is immaterial. No need to repeat the Haggadah, because the Haggadah is only the seed of bracha al hakostin. The second time the cup is consumed is to fulfill the pesum anisadin, and the pesum anisadin need not have seder bracha al hakos. So therefore, we don't have to say that the entire din is not ma'akev. No, seder bracha al hakos is ma'akev against the maral miprak. However, the seder bracha al hakos can be fulfilled with the second cup, even without a seba. The pesum anis aspect of the second cup is fulfilled when you have it a second time with a seba, even without repeating the Haggadah. If you look carefully in the Sefer Mo'adim Uzmanim, Siman Reish and Zayin, he says something very, very similar. So we've established so far, Rabbi Osai, that when it comes to Pesach night, there are two dinim with respect to Arba Kosos, and two dinim with respect to Haseba. Let us now discuss how this idea of two dinim can extend to the other mitzvahs of Seder night as well. This is going to be a brisk kashi. Everything is two dinim. Let's talk about the most important mitzvah of all Pesach night. That's called matzah. Matzah, we read about at the end of last week's parasha, right? We had the idea of Be'erev Tochel Matzahs. That's the obligation to have matzah Seder night. It's based on the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, based on what we read in Parshas HaChodesh and Parshas Bo last week. Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs refers to the obligation to have matzah the first night of Pesach. Fine. When does the mitzvah of matzah begin? When's the earliest time to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? So the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Lo Yochal Ad She'Techshach. So Tosfos says, wait a second. On Friday night, let's say in the summertime, we often make what we call an early Shabbos. Right? Everyone familiar with early Shabbos? You heard of early Shabbos? Yes? Yeah, everyone knows about early Shabbos. In the summertime, it gets the sun sets at 8:30 at night. In some parts, it sets after 9 at night if you go further west. People don't want to stay up so late. So they make early Shabbos. Can you make early Seder? Oh, we love to make early Seder. There are many people who senior citizens in nursing homes, I always get the question, want to make an early Seder? You know what? Tosfos says you can't do it. Can't do it? Why not? He said, as we read last week, for ochlu es habasar balaylo hazeh. You have to eat the meat at night. Balaylo hazeh. Matzah and marah are equated with Pesach. And just like I have to eat dafka at night, Tosefes Shabbos is Shabbos, all right? But it's not night. Night can be created only by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayera vayivoka Hashem makes night when it gets dark. We can't make day into night. We can make Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Yes, we cannot make day into night. Everyone understand so far? So therefore, Korban Pesach can only be eaten at night. And since Matz and Mor are equated, or I should say juxtaposed, hekesh, they found the same pasuk with Korban Pesach, only at night. Says the Chasam Sofer, and it's Chidushi right there, Sadi Testament base, you can make Kiddush early. You make Kiddush early. And you are marich in the Sipuri Haggadah until it gets dark. And then you eat. It's against the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says very famously, you can't even make Kiddush till it gets dark. Why? Because the Kiddush is one of the Arba Kosos. It has to be done at night. There's a machlokus between the Mogen Avraham and the Chasam Sofer. Asks the Achronim against the Chasam Sofer. Wait a second. It says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. And Tosefos on the won't work, as Tosefos explains. And since the Chiyuv Haggadah, listen carefully, please, is B'shah Sheish Matzah U'Moro Munochim Lefanechem. How do you know? We say it in the Haggadah. The Haggadah took it from the Mechilta, right? So therefore, Yochel Mibod Yom, Tam Elohim Bayom Ahu, V'Yigat L'Bincha Bayom Ahu Lema, Bar Muzeh means this, the matzah mor munochel lefanecha. How can the Chasam Sofer say that I can say the Haggadah when it's still light outside, as long as I eat the matzah after dark, but how can I fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah? the matzah and the maror are not menachem lefanai. They may be physically menachem lefanai, but they have no halachic status until it gets dark. That's the kasha asked against the Chasam Sofer by the Achron. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. The pasuk says, kipshuto, and you have to get a chumash to look it up. The pasuk says, it's a long pasuk, ends in the words be'erev tochlu matzos. Be'erev tochlu matzos, pshuto shel mikra is referring to the 14th. I'll tell you the pasuk. I have the pasuk in my heart. Barishon bi'arba'o asar yom be'erev tochlu matzos. 14th. Chazal and Pesachim of Kuf Chof and Aleph teach us from this pasuk a drasha that you have to have matzos the night of the 15th. But since the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is barishon bi'arba'o asar yom be'erev tochlu matzos, it stands to reason, gentlemen, that one can fulfill this aspect of the obligation in Tosefes Yom Tov. To the contrary, the Pashup Shad, the Pashuk, is Tosefes Yom Tov. Parishon bi'arbo also yom be'erev tochlu matzos. Pashup Shad is that way. If you look at the Gemara of Hayim and Aleph, with Rashi, towards the end, there's a discussion of Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes, you want to know this, that, the other thing. They don't ask about Tosefes Yom Tov. Maybe Tosefes Yom Tov, Pashup Shad, you can fulfill this aspect of the mitzvah. But when Tosfos says in Sadi Testament Beis that matzah is iskish lePesach, and it says v'ochlu es habosar b'layla hazeh tzli eish umatzos al merorim yochlu, yes, what does that mean? That means, as the Chasam Sofer writes l'shitoso in his commentary, the first was comma was in Pesachim Sadi Test. This Chasam Sofer ala Torah, not here. But in Parshas Re'eh, where matzah is again found, there are two dinim in matzah. This matzah is an independent din, which is derived from Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Says the Chasam Sofer, a whopper chiddush. He says, you can fulfill this mitzvah, what we call matzah ashira. Because in Parshas Bo, there's no limitation which excludes matzah ashira, egg matzah. It's a separate din of it's called matzah hechshera de pischa. The matzah is a, how should we say it, an enabler of a full fulfillment of Korban Pesach. It's a lashon of the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. Here it says in Parshas Re'eh, who knows how it goes in Parshas Re'eh? Shivas yom tochol of matzahs lechem oni, right? Lechem oni. But there it's talking about Korban Pesach, right? So the Pesukim talk about in Parshas Re'eh. It says it's Korban Pesach, and then Shiva Shevam Tochol Matzos Lechem Oni Ki Bechipazon Yatzosan the Matiskoi Mechayecha. Right? It all starts talking about the Korban Pesach. That's how the Parsha begins in Parshas Re'eh. Shomer Chodesh Aviv V'sisa Pesach Hashem Elokecha Ki Bechodesh Aviv. Right? V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elokecha Tzon Boker. And this is the next pasuk afterwards. So it's talking Korban Pesach. So the only time this has a chizchish niflan chasam sofer in his parish and parishes for Ein Chumash, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Erev Tov L'Matzah Matzah Shira with Egg Matzahs. Only the Matzah Shira, the Pesach requires Lechem Oni as you find in parishes for Ein. Oh, if that's the case, we make the following suggestion. Matzah Shira, the Pesach, you cannot fulfill the Tosefes Yom Tov, obviously, because the Hekesh the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is only at night. Right? Sli Eishu Matzah Samarom Yochlu. Together. But the separate, independent of matzah nifnayatzah, you can fulfill even until Tosefes Yom Tov. So therefore, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim until Tosefes Yom Tov. Why? It's b'shar shematzah mor manochel lefanecha. The matzah is there. Don't say that matzah before it gets dark has no meaning. No, matzah before dark has great meaning as the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the independent mitzvah of matzah derived from. So Shpen HaShmosis is a Shailah. Tosefes Shabbat Yom Tov should certainly work. So therefore, we can't do it because we have a second din of matzah share the pesach, even though we no longer have a carbon pesach, but that thing still remains. So we're not permitted to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah until it gets dark. But don't say that matzah before dark is a meaningless gesture. No, the matzah independent thing can be fulfilled even before dark until Sefer Shemitah, and therefore Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Chasam Sofer can be fulfilled even before it gets dark. This is our unbelievable kula. If the Chasam Sofer is right, we can take care of a lot of the problems in the nursing homes. They can have Kiddush and go through the entire Haggadah, everything. As long as when it comes to the eat Al-Achilas Matzah, it gets dark. That would be a very, very unbelievable leniency. Unbelievable leniency. What about Moror? So Matzah Moror went off Lefanechas, I have to say Moror's Lav Dafka. Anyway, we pass in Moror's Derabonon, and see if it's described as Zoraisa, the Pashtus. In any event, if this is the case, you can go as far as Gaul Yisrael before it gets dark. And then you make a bracha, Hamotzelech Hamaraz, Alachilas Matzah, Eptatesikachav. That's a simple pshat in the words of the Chasam Sofer. A simple pshat in his words. But I have another pshat, the Chasam Sofer, which may not be the simple pshat in his words, but may also work. No, you do not fulfill the mitzvah at all until Sefer Yom Tov. No, but you can still fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that so? Because, once again, there are two dinim in Sipur, everything's two dinim. There are two dinim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah has nothing to do with matzah. Nothing at all. It's an independent din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does it do with matzah? Nothing. Nothing to do at all. Nothing. It's a separate mitzvah. And I'd like to explain to you as an additional component of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as connected to the Pesach Matzah Morah. Let me explain to you, those who know a little bit about Masechta Pesachim, that these are two Psukim and two Mishnayos. Let's start with the Mishnayos. And Av Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Tezayin, excuse me. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shlom HaShlosh and Dvorim Ele B'Pesach Liot Techavasa. Ve'elohen, Pesach, Matzah, and Moro. Okay? Everyone knows it from the Haggadah. But there's an earlier Mishnah. Same daf, Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph. Masla Vignus, Umesayim Bishvach, Vidoresh Me'arami Ovidovi, Ad Sheyigma Kol HaParsha Kulam. It seems to me that earlier Mishnah is a separate mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Has nothing to do with Pesach Matzah Moro. That's certainly Midoraisa Bizman Hazeh, even according to one opinion in Pesachim Daf Kuf Chof, the Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanah. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, the famous Mishnah we all know from the Haggadah, that's a second aspect of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Pesach Matzah Morah to fulfill the Lechatchila have to have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, so that would not apply if Matzah Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan. The chiyuv to say matzazu would also be the rabbanim. Oh, so we can suggest as follows: the two separate dinim, which come from two separate mishnayos in the Sefer Pesachim, could also come from two different psukim. Two psukim. Oh, what are the two psukim? Let's take a look. We can say as follows. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Pesach Matzah Moror, it says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach. V'amartem. With respect to Matzah, Lechem Oni, says the famous Gemara, Lechem She'onim Alav, Dvarim Harbe. What's the source for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah? At first glance, we could say the famous pasuk in last week's parsha, "Vigata lebincha." That's what one could say. However, one could say something different. If you look on the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, in the Chumash of Matzah, he derives the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from a pasuk we read last week. Zochor es hayom hazeh sheyetzasim Mitzrayim. This is found in the last Perek Gimel, pasuk Gimel. Nowhere has been mentioned in that parsha of Perek Kadosh Shikol Bechor, we have yet to mention any of the mitzvahs. The first thing is Zochor es hayom hazeh. That, according to the Rambam, is the source for the mitzvah of Neyatzma of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But V'higadol Lebincha, gentlemen, which is Pasuk Ches, coming after the mitzvah of Matzah and Pasuk Zavav and Zayin, so V'higadol Lebincha is not the source for the independent mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we said earlier, for Keret. That's the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as it connects to Pesach Matzah Moro. Well, how does the Pasuk go? What does that mean? Who's talking about matzah? What matzah? Where matzah? No. Four psukim earlier. In Pasuk, two psukim earlier rather. Pasuk Vav and Zion. It says matzah. So Pasuk Ches, Bavuzeh, has reference to matzah as well. Zochor is Yom HaZeh, which is in Pasuk Gimel, has nothing to do with matzah at all. I'm telling you an amazing chiddush, gentlemen. This is a knock your socks off. What's the Haggadah? So you'll ask someone Haggadah, you have any Haggadahs in your house? Oh yeah, I have a thick Haggadah. Haggadah begins from, I don't know, Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin it may start from, or Erev Chatzeres, who knows where it starts. And it goes through the whole Kiddush and everything in the world under the sun. And then it goes all the way until Chag Gadya. That's what we call the Haggadah. However, it's very possible that that's not called Haggadah at all. I'll tell you, a Kiddush Nifla Menorah, according to the Rambam. Listen very carefully. Haggadah means only one page. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's where the Haggadah begins, and it ends when you say Gal Yisrael. It's one page. That's the Haggadah. Nothing else is called Haggadah. The Rambam writes, "Udvarim ha'elu kulam nekroim Haggadah." What's it going on? I wanted to suggest it's only going on what he said in that same halacha, Perek Zayin halacha hey. Pesach. You have to say Pesach Matzah Morah, not the first Mishnah. Not the Mishnah which says Maskel Begnus the Messiah Beshvach the whole Avon Amayinu Mitzchilav Odei Avodah. No, Rami Avodah, none of that. That's not called the technically speaking Haggadah. No, that's not called Haggadah. That's a Chiddush Nifla if that Pshat would be correct. I'm not saying for sure it's correct, but it may be correct. It's very possible that a woman, going back to women, we started with them in Hasem and Abakosos, is only chayev in the Haggadah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if a woman is busy in the kitchen, she should make sure to come in for Rabbi Gamliel Omer. What about the rest of Maggid? She could be potter from the rest of Maggid. The rest of Maggid is a fulfillment of Zochor Hayom Hazeh. Zochor Hayom Hazeh is a mitzvah sensation's mangaroma, women are potter. The only chayev if he got to Lebincha, why? Because Vigata Lebincha is connected to the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Women are Chayav in Pesach, women are Chayav in Matzah. And therefore the Chayav and the Vigata Lebincha aspect. Oh, having said this, let's go back to the Chasam Sofer. Listen very, very carefully. There are two dinim. There's one din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah, which could be fulfilled in Tosefes Yom Tov. And there's another din of Vigata Lebincha, which is connected to Matzah and Maror, which can only be fulfilled after it gets dark. Those are the two Mishnayos, two separate Mishnayos, two separate Psukim. I want to take it one more step. We can say as follows. It's not a simple pshat. The Chasam Sofer will say, you can start Kiddush until Sefes Yom Tov and keep going, 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 going. According to our first pshat, the simple pshat, you go all the way until Hamotzei Lechem and Aretz, until Achilas Matzah. According to our second pshat, no. You have to stop Rabbi Gamliel over. You have to wait till it gets Tesek Kochavim. When it hits Tesek Kochavim, then and only then can you begin Rabbi Gamliel over. Because that's the Bigata Lebincha, B'Shor Sheish Matzah Baruch Menachah Lefanecha. And until Sefes Yom Tov, you can only fulfill the independent mitzvah of Zochas Hayom Hazeh, the first Mishnah of Maschel Degnusim Messiah B'Shvach. That's what I wanted to suggest. Another pshat within the Chassam Sof. With this, I want to say pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Siman Tov Lamed Sif Aleph. There's a meeting at Shabbos Agado to say the Agado until Rabbi Gamliel Omer. And the Gra disagrees, famously. The Gra says, it says in the Haggad itself, Yochem Erosh Chodesh, Tamalomar, Yochem Ebod Yom, Tamalomar, etc. The Gaon's Kasha, what's the Kasha? The Gaon's Kasha is a very difficult word to understand as Kasha. Ramon never said it's an obligation to say the Haggad on Shabbos Haggadol. He said it's a minig to say the Haggad on Shabbos Haggadol. So how can you shlug up the Ramon by saying, Yochel Erosh Chodesh Tava Yochel Bibodjom? What's the Gaon want? That's what we can say on a simple level. Okay. But we can say it on a deeper level. Ramah says, no, you're right. Yochel Bibodjom, Yochel Erosh Chodesh, you should not be doing it. But what's that going on? What's that going on? That's going on, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Right? Barbuzer, Beshaw Sheish Matzim Amnachal Fanecha, it's a mute. You're not supposed to say the Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim aspect of Matzah Umar until B'Mishah Shish Matzah Umar Manochel Lefanecha. But, why did the Ramah say that you stop? You know what the Ramah says? You begin Avodah Mayinu until the Chapra Chol Avodah Sein. Famous Minig Ramah. Who knows Agada by heart from last year? What's the next word in Agada after the Chapa Kol Avon Hosein? Anybody know? Tzvi, you know it? What's the next word? Aaron? Ike? Rabbi Gamliel Omer. It's the next word. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shloma. Unbelievable. The Ramah's meaning is meridic. Not the pshat that the Ramah ignored the Vilna Gaon's Kasha by saying it's not an obligation to meaning. No! The Ramah bavorend the Vilna Gaon's Kasha. He understands the Kasha is a good Kasha. Yochem Vodyom, Yochem Roshchon. No, you shouldn't do it. But that's only on the aspect of that's why the Ramah's funny meaning. You're already saying 90% of what we call the Magid is coming from Avodah Mayinu. And you're going to Lechama Kol Avodah Seinu. So say some more. There's only one page left. No, you stop before the end. B'dafka, you stop before the end. B'dafka. Because the first part of the Haggadah is a separate mitzvah. There's no mi'at of Yochel Bibodyom. The second part is a separate mi'at, as the Vilna Gaon assumes. And therefore, that's in the din of what's called Matzah Zura B'Gamliel Omer. But Sipri and Sius Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah, has no mi'at. And therefore, you can fulfill the mitzvah, technically, according to the Chassam Sof, the second pshat, with Tosefes Yom Tov. And there's nothing wrong with having a minute to say it on Shabbos Haggadah. That's quite an interesting idea. Quite an interesting idea. Wow. Wowie. Amazing. It's amazing. Now, this... So if Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is a seven mitzvahs derived from Zochas Hayom Hazeh, no connection to Matzah Morah, don't eat Matzah Morah Menachah Lefanecha. To the contrary, Vigatel tells you the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim as a part of Matzah. We understand very well. For that you need Matzah Morah Menachah Lefanecha and the Shorah Shem Matzah Morah Menachah Lefanecha. That's Barbu Zeh. So we've concluded the Shia, we're just going to summarize. We had four mitzvahs of Seder night. We started with Aseba, which is Parshas B'Shalach, Vayasev, the Medrash Rabbah. We moved to Arba Kosis, and we were wondering how can there be Arba Kosis, a woman be Chayev in Arba Kosis, not Chayev in Agada. We called the Briskerov, two dinim and arba karsis. The same as two dinim by the seva. That's chazer again. The zechel and eis vayasim elakim the medrash rabba parshat b'shalach and it's pesum enisa. Women are chayiv only in the pesum enisa, which according to the Rav Yoh no longer applies. So therefore, men slept to a seva because of the zechel and eis. Women who are putter from zechel and eis and groma only chayiv as pesum enisa. No longer applies with man hazeh. So women rely on the Rav Yoh and men don't. Okay, that's part one of today's shiur. We move to Arba Kaisis. We said Arba Kaisis also there are two dinim. The Briskov has in a sefer. It's Pesume Nisa on the one hand, which is Derech Cheirus. You can even guzzle down four cups of the wine. Some of Asaras Yotza Yedei Cheirus. Gives us a riff. But see the Bracha Lakos, which is the core mitzvah, that has nothing to do with Derech Cheirus. You can even fulfill the mitzvah with inferior wine. It's called Shason Chai. So we can make the following suggestion. Women are Chayiv only in the Derech Cheirus, which is Pesume Nisa. Okay, and therefore they are potter from Siv Mitzvahs Mitzvahim even with the Rabbanon, as the Chidah quotes on the base of it. And we said before Chayonim's Raya that they're Chayav because they're Chayav and Abakosis. No, the only Chayav that pursue Menisa asked with the Abakosis. If they just drank up the wine four cups in a row, men would not be Yotzi, women would be Yotzi. Oh, and with this we answer the question of a fellow who forgets to do a Seva in the second coast. So he need not repeat the whole Haggadah. So the Maharami, he has to drink a cup of Baseba. So the Maharami Prag derives from there that the whole din of Sidi Baruch Al HaKos only limits to that Ma'akev. No, we suggest. We are briskers. It is Ma'akev. But this fellow who forgot to do a Seba in the second coast, he in effect bifurcated his fulfillment of the second coast. The first time he drank the second coast, he did it without Haseba, right after Gal Yisrael. He fulfills the mitzvah of Sidi Baruch Al HaKos. He has to repeat it again later with Haseba to fulfill the Pesume Nisa aspect of Arba Kosis. Oh, so we have two dinim in Haseba, two dinim in Arba Kosis. Then we have two dinim in Matzah. Matzah and one dinim in independent mitzvah. And Matzah Hechshewa de Pischa. The Chasam Sova is a Chiddush Nifla Menoira Ad Ma'od. In his Pirish and Chumash, you can fulfill the mitzvah independent of matzah with matzah ashira. Lechamoni is only found in Parshas Re'ei, Be'achshera de Pischa. And we suggested that Chasam Sofer de Shitasa, that says you can make Kiddush in Tosefes Yom Tov against the Mogan Avram, and you can even fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah. Just don't get to matzah itself until it gets dark. How can you fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah? In matzah mor munachim lefonecha. We said, yes, matzah before dark has no fulfillment of matzah hechsher with the pischa. For ochlus, abasa, balayla, azeh, you can't make it into layla. But matzah is an independent mitzvah to the country. It's derived from ba'arbo, sar, lachonish, right? Ba'erev to ochlumatzahs in the country. Even ben ashmashis is a pilpul, but tosev should certainly work. Psachim dafeh. So therefore, we're suggesting that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's called Matzah Morah Menachem Lefanecha until Sefes Yom Tov, because of the matzah independent derived from our boss of Erev that could be fulfilled. We don't do it. We have to wait till the night for the Ochlos Abbas of Balayla Zehekesh. But we would fulfill the mitzvah of matzah according to this Chiddush Niflo. We fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, the core mitzvah of matzah, even before it got dark. And our final point was, no, maybe we can say something different. There are two mitzvahs of CPTS Mitzrayim, the fourth and final mitzvah of Pesach Night. One is derived according to the Rambam Zohar Sayyom Azeh as an independent mitzvah. Rambam himself quotes Vigata Labincha a little bit later. Vigata Labincha means the connect CPTS Mitzrayim as being connected to Pesach Matzah Umara. Svei Dinin. Two Mishnayas. The first Mishnah, Maslabinosum Messiah Mishvahodosh, Amameyovada Kula, is a separate mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer is the mitzvah of Sibrisis Mishraim as it's connected to the Pesach Matsumara. We suggest, since that's derived from Vigata Labincha, Babuzeh Matsumara, that's what the word Haggadah means, perhaps in the Rambam. The word Haggadah is just that one page, from Rabbi Gamliel to the end. Oh, so we can suggest that maybe the Chasam Sofer meant you can start the Seder when it's still light, if you have a Kayam Tosefes Yom Tov, that you can do, and you can keep going, 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 but stop before Rabbi Gamliel Omer. According to the first track, it's enough to stop before Hamotzei Lechem Haaretz. And I say, no, before Rabbi Gamliel Omer, because you've just fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah, which can be done until Sefer Yom Tov. Why not? It's only the second aspect, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, that's connected so tightly to Pesach, Matzah, and Moron. Pesach is only by night. That has to be done after Tseis HaKochavim. We have suggested that perhaps the mitzvah of Haggadah applies to women, but the mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaZeh is not. It's a Zman Gerama. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if a woman is busy, make sure she comes in for Rabbi Gamliel Omer. It's not just that it's more important, that's critical. That's Vigato, that's connection to the Pesach Matzah. And more, women are chayiv in Pesach, women are chayiv in Matzah, they're chayiv in that aspect too. But they perhaps would not be chayiv in the mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaZeh, which is the mitzvah of Zaseh, Shazman Gerama. And then finally, we said, it explains the unbelievable meaning of the Ramah to say from Avon Mayinu until Lechab Bakal on the same Shabbos Agadol. The Groy asks, but Yochav and Rashkodesh, Yochav and Bojo. So the simple pshat is, that's only a, it's no chiyuv, but there's nothing wrong with it. No! The Ramah is aware of the Groy's taina. There is a miyut, but it's only Mimayat one. It's Mimayat, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, as it's connected to Pesach Matzah Moro. But the Chasam Sofer said a chiddush that there's one aspect of Pesumei Nisa which can be done of Sipritzis Mitzrayim which can be done even before it gets dark. Presumably there's no Matzah Moro Menach Lefanecha. That's the first Mishnah. That's the positive Zohar Sayom Hazeh which precedes the Mitzvah Sayom, and that can be taken care of. The second aspect cannot be done until nightfall. So too, when it comes to Shabbos Hagadol, the first aspect we can do, and that's exactly what we do. Avodah Mayinu until the Chavuk of Aseinim, and the next word after that is Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That you can't do. That's why the Ramah had this unusual meaning to stop right there in the middle of that. You already did 90%. Why are you stopping? You're stopping because of Vilna Gaon's Kasha. It's not appropriate to say that aspect before it gets dark. And it's Matzah Umarer Unachum Lefanach. So we had Shir. Started with Mishalach, went back a little bit to Bo, next week's Pasha, and it discusses two dinim in Haseba, Arbakosos, Matzah, and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. I wish you all a good Shabbos. See you on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Rabbi.